Begin the current daf Masechet Eiruvin daf Hey. We begin on the base. We begin with taste of Masechet. We begin with the Gemara. Pachas Mar Ba'Amos. It's less than Dalad Amos. They need the Mishum Lechi. Then that has the halachic status as a lechi as a side post. Which places proves that we're talking over here that it was not put up to be a lechi, as Rashi explains. And the Gemara later on, the Yud, which also talks about a similar type of case as he spoke about in the two previous places of lechi Hamoishich, that's actually even talking about that it was put up to be a lechi. Because as we said, our Gemara here brings Rav Huna that says if there's lechi sticking out from the wall, the mavi. Well, it depends. If the width is less than dalam, it's a lechi. If it's more, it's not going to be. Now, if it's less, so that guy Tzvi Masla is saying, it's going to be qualified like a lechi, and therefore we're going to rely on it to permit the mavi. Now, Tzvi has a difficulty with this. He says, "Ba'avagav the lav l'shem lechi ukva, although it was not put up to be a lechi, so how is this going to be ahead and permitting the mavi?" And that says Tzvi is mishum de kamen kabay, because we were like a baya. But lechi, I mean, me'ela, if lechi just happens to be there by itself, which is one of the lama of Yal Kagam, that we rule a kabaya in this machlekes with Rabba, and therefore it's not a problem that it just happened by itself. And moreover, says Taiz, my father, Rabbein Adam, the Pazik Rabba, and even Rabbein Adam, that he rules like Rabba, that regarding lechi, I mean, me'ela, it's actually not valid. But still, here, our sugi is going in the teaching of Rav Huna. He's the man d'amma that says his teaching. Babaya, who he's the one that says lechem me'elim is okay, Ravuna ta'ik lo lekamon bebirkin. His whole inference is from Ravuna's opinion later on in the parent of Tzvah Menalim. So obviously, that this wouldn't be a difficult in Ravuna, because he was like a bai, that lechem me'elim would be valid. Now, Tais himself comes to explain, and he says, where is he getting this idea that this halacha is even if it was lechi amin me'elim, that it wasn't put up to be a lechi? Says Tais, because when near the Rashi, because this is all coming from Rashi, medaktik, Rashi was inferring the Mari Hochabal Hukful Hashem Lechi, that he was talking about where it was put up not to be a Lechi. Where does the Rashi get this from? As he himself says, Midamaflik bin Dal Lapachis Midal. And the fact that there's a differentiation between if it's four or it's less than four. Now, Dilo Abdul Hashem Lechi, because had you put it up to be a Lechi, Habakasha Machalinin, so it'd be valid in those situations. Shem the Reba Vistimasu Labagar Malechi Mashu, because if you make it more of a closure, it wouldn't be any worse off than a side post is just a little bit amount. Can you pierce Rashi for something? Rashi himself explains, and therefore, obviously, yeah, because it wasn't put up to be a lechi. But if it's less than dalid, then it's going to be okay. But if it's more than dalid, then it's not going to be, and then we're going to qualify that as a mavi. Now, this is all regarding our sugya. Avol, but hahidal kamon, the Gemara later of Yudam and Av, which talks about a similar type of case. The lechi amayshah, with the lechi that it continues with the wall of the mavi in the length, not in the width, like our Gemara. That says Taisa Hoyavala Oricham Mavi. The Inu Sais Mais in theory that Lachi is a different type of a case where it's going along the length of the Mavi and it's not closing it off, like in our case. So you cannot say the logic that we said, oh, because you're adding to the closure, it shouldn't make it any less, because there's not adding to the closure at all. It's actually going along further along the length. That actually didn't need the Mishum Mavi. That actually there it will be qualified as a Mavi, not as a Lachi. A fill a hook for the Shem Lachi. It's more than Dalad Amos. It's going to be as a mother, even if you put up to be a lechi, it's not going to qualify as a lechi. And the Gemara later on infers in Davyur Namanaf, Shema Minot Las, that there's three halachas we can infer from this teaching of lechi, that's a continuation of the wall, the mavi. Loikomer Shema Minadal. It doesn't say that we could learn a fourth halacha, which is the lechi, I mean, me'ilav abalechi, that you see, oh, but if it's less than Dalad Amos, it's going to be a valid lechi, even though it's put up by itself. We don't say that, because actually, like we're saying, that case is actually was put up to be a lechi, and if you cannot infer from that, that a lechi me'ilav would be a lechi. And so too says Taisus. It sounds like this, ulekamon perish Rashi. Rashi later on, the testament asks, regarding this case of the lechi that continues along the wall of the mavoi, that it's going to be invalid, even if you put up to be a lechi, because Rashi explained the Gemara's question over there, which is talking about a certain type of a case, regarding when you're having beams every few tefachim, that, well, Shemim Lil, the Gemara says, the Gemara asks, according to Shemim Lil, Habakanir Mevachad Vashemim Vifnim, it should be considered like, which you could see from the outside, but it looks like equal from the inside, where even if the lechi is from the inside, does not seem like a lechi, when it's four amas wide, but still on the outside, it does appear like a lechi, because we presume that it does stick out a little bit on the outside. Shekin derech mamidi lechi, because that's the way the people who put up a side post, they don't put the whole side post in the space of the mavi. Rather, shemayshchim kimakab bichutz, that they have it stick out a little bit towards the outside. And therefore, that little bit that's sticking outside should be like a lechi. But says Taisa, one thing is, imkei mashm, it sounds like from Rashi, the Ritzayin Alema, what it means, that what the Gemara means to say over there, is that you put the lechi there purposefully to be a lechi. And even so, the Gemara is saying that if we say lavud, so it's like that's the case the Gemara is discussing over there, then it's like a lechi that's dalamis, because we consider like every pole, every three tvachim is like closed off. So it's going to be considered like a mavoi, because the Dalai Lama is now in the total sum. It's going to be invalid. So it's obvious that the lechi of Dalai Lama is afakav the hook for the shame lechi, even though it's put up to be a lechi. Still, like we said, that sugya would be nidim shemavoi, unlike our sugya, would be qualified like a mavoi. So this is proved that our Gemara over here is talking about where it was not even put up to be a lechi, but still it's like a baya, and that's how Rav Huna holds, is lecha emin me'ilim is a lechi, as Rashi explains. Whereas the Gemara later on, the Yod, the lechi ha-maishach, is someone, even if you did not put up to be, even if you put up to be as a lechi, it still would not work, again, because that's going to length, and this is going here in the web.
Continue next taste in Master, begins words, the of Gemara, arba amas nidim shemavai. If it's four amas, then it's already qualified as a mother. So this can explain, that even according to the man da'ama later on, that says that a lechi functions as a mechitza, he would agree that by four amas, regarding its qualification as a lechi, and Tosfos can explain the reason that if you qualified as a lechi, that it actually would help even, if that's what it was put up for, would help even longer than length than Dalai Lama's. Because Tosfos is based on the Gemara of Rav Huna. He says that if you have a lechi that's taking into the space of the mavoi, into the width, but if it wasn't made for the purposes of being a lechi, so if it's less than Dalai Lama's, it's going to be a lechi. If it's more than that, it's not going to be considered a lechi. Rather, it's going to be like a wall of a mavoi, and you would need another lechi to permit it. So Tais says, this goes even according to the mandama later on the Tetzavah Manaf, that says, lechi mishum mechitza, that a side post is because it's a wall. In other words, we have machlekes later on, is it because of mechitza, or is it because it's heker? So that Tais come to say that even the one who holds it's because of mechitza, so seemingly, and then it should function as a functional lechi. To the contrary, the ha'ilei l'ha'il yaisim seisma. What do you mean? If it's dalai lama, it's not a lechi anymore? If anything, it's a wall, so it should for sure be a bona fide wall if it goes a little bit more. And that's as taisis no mikam makam heker ketazbi. No, still, even that, according to that mandama, you still need to have some recognition that it was put up for the purposes of being a lechi, and when it sticks to that much, you don't have any heker at all. Now, taisis is bothered. It says, v'avgav dehecha de medu l'shem lechi, and although when you put up for the purpose of being a lechi, Lepirish, according to the way Rashi has explained this previously, Moyalit helps Abagavdi and Ikeri, even though that there's no hacker, because then it functions even more than Dalai Lama's. Didn't we say it has to be some hacker? You could say, when if you put it up to be as a side post, yesh called the Ikeri, then there's the word gets out, and then there's a bona fide sign, even if it's more than Dalai Lama's. Kshinik says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, I say lechi, that lechi, heichamamide, where exactly are you putting it? Tais can explain that it's talking about where the width of the mavi is more than the 8 amas. But if it's 8 amas, you can put whatever you want, because the Gemara is coming to explain this, that it's not functioning as a lechi, so you need to have another lechi to permit it. So you say you do another lechi. So on that, the Gemara is asking, where do you put it? So that says, Tais, b'mavi rochav yosem mishmoyne kabay. The whole question was only because we're talking about a mavi that's wider than 8 amas. Because the Berech of Chesed was exactly 8 amas, hechad shemidenu, wherever you're going to put that lechi, it's going to be okay. Because since the lechi we're saying is 4 amas, and that's why we're saying it doesn't function as a lechi itself, so wherever you're going to put the other lechi, haba oimen merubah, either way you're going to have more closed off area than breached, and therefore it's going to be valid. But when it's more than dalet amas, when more than 8 amas, then it's not going to be oimen merubah, and then we want to know where you're going to put this other lechi that you would have as a lechi. Next is the Master wins words of Gemara, kavochem machatzer. Where it's a kavuchaymer from the laws of a chatzur. So I'm going to explain that it's not specific when it says in the Gemara that if you find a chatzur that's not permitted by lechi b'kayra, rather, as we're going to see in Tesis, that actually chatzur and mavi really have the same halacha as when they're squared, that it doesn't help lechi b'kayra. And same thing is also that they both have the halacha of imen merubah l'parts. Additionally, Tesis is going to tell us that this imen merubah helps by mavi is only for the fourth wall. And what Rav Huna was learning from Kavachomer from Chatzar was that a mavi is permitted with Oyim Merubah L'Paretz, where by Chatzar that's not permitted with Lech V'Kaira is permitted Oyim Merubah L'Paretz. So a mavi that's permitted with Lech V'Kaira, that's what the Gemara was going on, that isn't a Kavachomer, as Atesa is saying from Chatzar, that for sure that by the mavi you'll have the halacha of Oyim Merubah L'Paretz. But the taste is, it says Avigab the Chatzar Mavi Shavin, although the truth is not really, it's not like as our Gemara sounds like. Really, Chatzar Mavi are really the same. The Gshem Merubayin, when they're squared, Tzrichim Pas Dalad, they both need to have a board that's Dalad, Tvachim to permit it. Vim Arkon Yosal Rachban. And in either one, if the length is more than the width, Nitarn Balech Bekar, it's permitted with a Lech in a Kaira. So what's the Gemara saying? Oh, a Chatz is not permitted with a Lech Bekaira. What do you mean? That's not really true. The Mav and the Chatz are really the same. And that's as taste as you're right. But Mekamakam Abba Kabochem Meshaper, it's still, the Kabochem is still in place. Maybe just the semantics, but It means to say the makom do lemahani lecha bekar, in a place where lecha bekar does not help. The hainu bimurbaim, that's when it's squared. Now we usually use that word as a chatzer, because that does not have the kulas of a mavik. But you're right, really chatzer mavik would be the same thing. But we mean when it's squared, and still obadim mahani oim meruba helps when you have more oim than meruba. So b'shal mavik, which means to say when the length is more than the width, then for sure you'll have this halacha of oim meruba apart. Then Tais points out additionally, he says va'amachitzer revius hudavik kavachem. This whole kavachem that the Gemara is saying from chatzer is only on the fourth wall, the lahani oim meruba, that it helps if you have more closed off area than breached area. But to have, if you have more closed up area than breached areas by all four walls, that's the taste like lemeiv. That you can't learn from kavuchem b'chatzer, because the dialogue in the dimly is kaneden kamaylechi. You're limited to what you're learning it out from. In other words, you're learning out the kavuchem based on the fact that lechem b'kayr works by mavi and doesn't work by chatzer. So if chatzer has a merubah for sure, it'll help by the mavi. Now, but then you're limited to the source of the kavuchem by mavi, which is lechi b'kayr, which only helps in the fourth wall. So therefore, a merubah parts that we're learning from chatzer would also only be regarding the fourth wall. Tinek says the master begins words the Gemara in the din, isn't the kavuchem she need to buy meruba, that for sure should be permitted. Wait, if you have more oim meruba by a mavi, if you say it by a chatzer, for sure, which doesn't have lechi b'kayr, for sure you should say the same thing by the mavi. Tosfos can explain that why is it by a lechi that sticks a dalat amos, do you need, like our Gemara says, another lechi to permit it? Why isn't it permitted? Because it's a pas, a board, like it helps by a chatzer. So Tosfos says like this, it says, Pirish b'kayr, Rashi explains that this whole halacha of our Gemara is talking about not when it's a mavichas, whereas if the mavi was a width of 8 amas, so then avagav by kavachayma, meaning by the width of 8 amas, where we said if it's not less than 8 amas, if it's 8 amas or more, then you would need another lechi to permit it. So that's the taste of the Kabbalah. Although this Kabbalah that we say that, oh, we permit a mavi that's less than 8 amis because of Ibn Merubala Paritz. So the truth is that Nami Motzel Majariya, that should really permit a mavi even that is 8 amis wide, because the halacha is that even the chatzir is permitted with a pas, which is just a wall of 4 tefachim. And some of that Kabbalah you should have by a mavi, where even if it's more than 8 amas, even if you don't have oim merubah parts, because the hayoyse medalad have a high pass, because this board is more than 4 tefachim, the chatzim is tar bepas dalad, and the chatzim permitted with a pass that's dalad tefachim, as Rashi addresses this question too. And that's his tesis, but kiven the lav l'shem lechi hokva, no, since it ultimately was not put up to be as a lechi, you're right, if it was put up to be a pas, then yeah. But it wasn't put up to be a lechi, but l'shem tikkun pasuk, then it wasn't put up to be a pas either. So kihechad afkin meteris lechi, just like it lost its status of a lechi, because it's too big to be a lechi, afkin not meteris pas, so it also does not have the lechi status of a pas, because it wasn't put up to be as a pas. And you have to have put it up to be as a board. Now, Bari Pirish, he explains differently than which we just said now from Rashi. Says, the ain't svar lulmoid, it wouldn't be logical to learn the halachic dimensions of a mavi that a pass, a board should work from it, to learn that from the laws of chatzer. In other words, to say, wait a second, just like by a pass it helps by a chatzer, so too that should be the same way a lechi should work by the mavi. You can't learn that one from the other, because they're not similar. Because the b'chatzer ha pass mahani m'shemachitza, by a cord chart, the reason why the board works is because there's a wall. Shemachi, that's why kol shekein demahani heichad esas metrei. That's why, of course, it works even when it's bigger. Ava b'mavi shekila chacham malecha, but by a mavi, an alleyway where the sages were lenient and they let you permit even just a thin side post. Then a filaman demishemachitza. And even the one who learns that, yeah, lechi also functions as a wall, but still, it's a more lenient wall, more lax wall. So tzach shehei shem lechi, shem lechi. Therefore, it has to have a name of lechi on it. And therefore, when you're making it more than dalat amos, it doesn't look like a lechi. Because because we only permit it with a lechi, and therefore that's why you cannot learn that lechi of a mavi from a pas of a chatzah. And therefore it's not going to work if it's more than dalat amos, to be like a pas, which is valid in that way. Now, but then Tais continues, says, "Avleinu oimim meruba." But so that's for that we're saying you cannot learn that mavi from chatzah. But regarding oimim meruba, have a kavuchem etev. That is a good kavuchem. Shem nav mechitza gemura, shemayu b'chol dalat fanis. Because when you have oim meruba ala parts, that's a bona fide wall. It's a wall. As long as most of it is closed, that's a wall, which should be effective in all four walls. And therefore, that's something that you could learn out from Chatzar. But to learn, to compare the halachas of Mabe and Chatzar, which by Mabe is Lechi and the Pas is by Chatzar, that is not a bona fide wall, as we find that only that's affected by the fourth wall, and therefore that's not something you necessarily can learn out the halachas of Lechi by Mabe from the Pas by Chatzar. Moreover, Tais continues, says, you cannot say that Pas Dalamas Yechia, what do you mean? The board that Dalamas will prove the Mahane b'Chatzar, where that's affected by a courtyard, and yet it doesn't help by a mavli. So afani avi oimin meruba. So then I should also go ahead and bring in oimin meruba, and I should say that that's the same thing. And that's what says no. There's kibin shen yochel olam nebekabu chaimer. Since you cannot learn out that the lechi should be effective for dalal ames like the pas by chatzar from the kabu chaimer, as we just established. So chanami like lemem techiach. So you cannot use it either to prove and to say. In other words, according to the on both points, so it's really going on both interpretations. According to Rashi, that explains the reason why it's no kabel chaim is because they derive by a pas. It does. It's not effective a pas daladamis if you do not make it to be a pas. So for that same reason, you cannot say oh pas daladamis yichiach, which permits by chatzah not by malve, because if by chatzah doesn't permit. And that's what the Mefarshim explained, that he's going on both interpretation. The re that explained that the reason why you cannot learn a kabel chaim is because pas is as a mechitza, so therefore the bigger you make it, of course, the better it's going to be. So here also, for that same reason, you cannot say pas dalamas yechiach, which, oh, that permits by chatzar, not by mavoi, because this that helps by chatzar, a pas dalamas, is not a leniency. It's because regarding a pas, which is wider, that makes it a better closing. Additionally, Taisis says that, and Vait says Taisis, that malapas dalaramas, yeah, what are you going to say that a pas has a board, it could be dalaramas, shekin lamahane elu b'mechit revias. Okay, but that's only by the fourth wall. Time by meruba, how are you going to try to reject by meruba the mahane mechaldal that helps by all four walls? So, Taisa had asked that, why can you not learn out from a kabbalah from chatzar that the lechi, that dalaramas should work by mavli, because of, like, we find the pas, that it does work like that by the chatzar. So there's two approaches. First, he brought Rashi, that you're right. By Chatzar, it also doesn't work as a pas, unless you put it up to be as a pas. And here, we did not put it up to be as a lechi, so it's not going to have the halacha status, not as a lechi, not as a pas, because both have to be hooked for l'shem, l'sidavar. Then he brought from the Ri, that no, you cannot learn out more from Chatzar for this halacha. Because that was the Takan's Chacham, that lechi, only lechi works as a lechi. When it's bigger than that, it's not a lechi anymore, and by Chatzar, it works as a pas. And you cannot say to learn that from Chatzar to say that just like in the past that's Dalid, it works, it's affected by Chatzar because of Pas, so too by Mavi Lechi should also work when it's Dalid Amis in the status of a Lechi, because you can't compare the two of them. Pas functions as a Mechitza. So therefore, yeah, the bigger it is, the better it is. By Lechi, even if you say it's as a Mechitza, but it's a small little thing, and then when it has the length of Dalid, it's not going to look like a Lechi. And then I said the difficulty on this kabel chaimer that the Gemara learns out from Chatzar, that we say, okay, what could you learn out? We said it helps by Amir Malaparts. But you rejected this concept that we're talking about, that you say, what do you mean? You see that there's a certain stringency that applies by Chatzar, which the past Alamas works, and it doesn't work by Mavi, so maybe you cannot learn out Mavi from Chatzar regarding Amir. And that Taisa says two approaches. It says, first of all, both according to Rashi's and the Ri's interpretation, he says you cannot learn out from a kabel chaimer, like we said. So then you can't use as techich to refute the limud of emruba. Additionally, Taisa says that you could refute that refutation and say, wait a second, pas dalaramas, that only helps by the fourth wall. Whereas, how can you try to reject emruba the parts that we are learning from Chatzar, which that helps by all the four different walls? Ketanek says the Mazda begins words the Gemara, time by mavai. You're going to say by a mavai, shepritzasai ba'arba, that its breach is with four tvach. Taisa asks, that what do you mean? Make the kavachim also for this. That the pirtz of a mavi should not be possible less than 10. And Taisa suggests that Rav Huna learned out from kabel chaimer from chatzar regarding unmerubah parts, that chatzar is not permitted with lechem b'kayre, mavi is. So if that works, unmerubah for sure over here. You can reject. This says no. Chatzar, we find the stringency, which its pirtz is going to be less than 10 amas, not going to possible. Whereas by mavi, meaning by has that leniency, meaning regarding the halacha. So unmerubah is going to have that too. Whereas by mavi, where the pirtz is dalet amas. So maybe it's going to be possible because it's less than the 10 namas, and therefore maybe doesn't have that leniency of Omeruba. Chayse as from Tevi begins to say, it would mean that he gufay nailed megabal chay mechatzah. When this itself should be part of the kabal chay mechatzah, she betzas a be'asa that its breach should be only with ten amos. Well, my time in the Rav Huna, the Ma'arba, and actually in practical, yeah, why Rav Huna who says that it's dalad? Why does he say it's dalad? Why didn't you learn that out from chatzah? And that's the thing. What you can say is delishay kabal chay mechatzah. No, you cannot say kabal chay on regarding the breach that it could be up to ten amos. Shem dehi on the sentence because that's exactly the point. As we said this in previous cases, because a mav is permitted even with just a thin little side post, have a pitzas b'dalad. Therefore, its breach, since it's very little that it's really doing, so once you already have dalad, it's already going to be a breach because we're not going to be so lenient. In contrast to a chutzer, which we weren't so lenient, you can't just do a lechikar; it has to be a pas. Therefore, the breach is going to be 10 amos, and you would not be able to learn mav from chutzer as similar as we said in the previous cases. Now, more of it says Taisa Vafili Idich Lishon Dabla Kamanim according to the other version of the Gemara in W. Ramanath. Kabe Pasa Beroy is by the special leniency we had regarding the side posts, these boards for the areas of the wells, where the Gemara in the second Lishon says, Kivna Kilibu Chad Kuli, since we already made one leniency, so therefore to the contrary, Kilibu Kulachritis, we're going to make another leniency. So wait a second, based on that interpretation, so why don't we say the same thing over here? According to that interpretation, this that you one leniency actually says why you should make another leniency. So therefore they should say the same thing over here. By Mav, because we made the leniency of the Lechi, that's actually why we should make the leniency of that it should not be a breach up until 10 amos. And that's what says, no. That's not in general if you make a leniency, we can make another one. There they made a very great leniency as we find by Pasuk Beros where we don't find anywhere else because of those who Oyle Regel. So, obviously because the situation required, they made leniency, and therefore if they made that leniency, they're going to make many leniencies, as many as possible, but in general we don't say that, and therefore, again, my mother, we're not going to say the leniency of 10 amos. But then they said, if you're going to say, if that's the case, my paruch, so what's the Gemara's question? Going back to the question, so what's the Gemara saying? Oh, you cannot learn out mav from chatzah. Oh, because chatzah has the leniency that the breach is up until 10 amos, whereas by mavoi, it's by dalid. What do you mean? Based on what it's saying, what type of question is this? Name he in the sense. What do you mean? That's exactly the point. Mishum because we only permitted the chatzah when you have oim meruba, so that's why sharia nesa. That's what permitted up until 10 amos. But that's not going to be a leniency. It's only because it has that stringency. And that's the Tzvi Hashlem, that you could say the Hiyan Nesenes, Lehmina, Elista HaKavachayim. No, we don't say this idea of Hiyan Nesenes only when we're coming to undo a Kavachayim. For example, like what we had asked regarding the beginning of Taisis, they said, oh, we should learn about Kavachayim of the breach of the Mavid that should only be valid with 10 Amas. And then we said, we could say Hiyan Nesenes. Aval, but regarding the Gemara's question, I was saying, wait a second, how can we learn from Chatzah that has the breach of the 10 Amas, where then the Hiyan Nesenes would be Lister HaPircha to refute the refutation, to make the Kavachayim and Loyam. Then we don't say that. We don't say in the sentence. We only say to refute a kavul chaimah, but to sustain a kavul chaimah, then we're not going to say it's such a smart in the sentence. And therefore, again, that's why we don't say it. And therefore, that the Gemara wanted to reject the kavul chaimah. From that point, you cannot learn from chazak because chazak has leniency of 10 amos. Kitzunek says the master begins the words of the Gemara shabitzase b'dalad that its breach is with 4. Chayse asks that you shouldn't. Yeah, like the Gemara says, don't make the kavul chaimah from chazak. Rather should be from the lechi and the kaira of the mavi, because we're going to see in Taisus that just like the lechi and the kaira do not permit by chatzur, it permits by mavi. So a meruba that permits by chatzur, it should be kavuchem that permits by mavi, and Taisus resolves it. Additionally, Taisus is going to ask, we should make a kavuchemer that the lechi kaira should not help by a mavi, and a meruba should not help by chatzur, because coming from the other angle, and Taisus is going to answer that in two different approaches. And that is because we're going based on the Gemara of Huna that learned from kavuchemer from chatzur. That Mavoi is permitted with Emiruba parts because of Chatzar is and doesn't have Lecha Bekaira, for sure that would Mavoi would help. So that thing Mavoi rejects says no. Chatzar has a different leniency that the breach is up until 10 amos. And in contrast to Mavoi, which is even by Dalid, so therefore maybe it's not going to have that leniency. On that Taisa adds, Mtaim Taisa says, Nibi can say that even if you cannot make a Kabacham from Chatzar, but still Benasa Kabacham and Lecha Bekaira, the Kabacham should be from the Lechi and the Kaira from the side post and the crossbeam itself. And you should say like this. She'ein Moel B'chatzer, where the Lechen Kair is not affected by a courtyard, yet Mahani B'mavi helps by Mavi. So'ein Meruba V'chulu, so'ein Meruba, which it helps by the Chatzer, for sure it should help by Mavi. And that's the Tzedek Yashem, what you could say is, the Ikalamim you could say, Peretzis Esther Techiach. We could say, no, the breach of Ten Amos disproves this, where it's fouled by Chatzer, not by Mavi. So then I'm also going to say, Oim Meruba L'Parts, even though it helps by Chatzer, it's not going to help by Mavi. But then Tzedek says, V'lekalamim, and don't say, which Taisa, by the way, question. Okay, so then the Nelev, we should learn now. Shaloy yoyalecha b'kar l'mavi. So let's go the other way. Let's say a side person, of course, is not affected by mavi. And also we could say, v'ayimur b'lechatzer. The emir doesn't have a chatzer, because then you could ask the other way in the kalochayimur. So that says Taisis, no. The Gemir lo mesina de bahani. Those are halacha mesh mesina is that lecha kar helps by mavi. And emiruba, all the parts helps by a chatzer. And also Taisis continues to ask, he said, v'chein also, shayoy lecha v'kar l'chatzer, to say that lecha v'kar is affected by chatzer, based on weight, if we're saying that that has a leniency and for sure should have that leniency that mavi has, to go the other way. So it says, like the name of that, you cannot learn out. Because think of me, we have a tradition, nebayi pasar bo. Chatzer is only permitted with a board or four tefachim. Vayi Morva Taisa says that, no, you would not be able to learn out these two questions that we're saying, that chatzer from mavi and lecha v'kaira from ayim rubel aparts, because you can't learn out, let's say, lecha v'kaira from the ma'imid meruba, from the fact that ayim rubel aparts. So it says, like the Mevdedi cannot learn out. Because the Ma'ala Imam Meruba, because what we find is unique halacha by Imam Meruba, the Mahanim Chalda Adfanis, that helps by all four walls. They even have all four walls had breaches, but if you have the majority be closed off, so it'd be effective. In contrast to Lecha Bekaira, that only permits by Mavi, only by the fourth wall. So therefore, you wouldn't be able to compare those two halachas one with the other. And also, so it says, Mavi Namelik Lemelev. You also cannot learn out Chatzar from Mavi. Like we said, okay, so let's learn out the lecha v'kara should work over there. So Tzai says, no, because the mal mava, what we find by mava, she came b'tzasa ba'abal, Rav Huna. We find Rav Huna holds that the breach already invalidates by four tzvachim according to Rav Huna, and therefore, so we see that that's where we say that the lecha v'kara is going to be effective. In contrast, by chatzer, where the breach is only invalidating when it's ten amas, so since it has large breaches, so therefore it would make sense that the lecha v'kara would not work by the chatzer. Next is the Masechta that begins the words of the Gemara, V'safek Devarim L'Hakol. And a doubt regarding rabbinic law will go lengthy. Which, this is going on the Gemara of Ashi, that says, yeah, the halacha regarding Lecha Abayot Medav Nesham Mavoy, that if it's Talan Amis, he says, if the Mavoy is exactly 8 Amis in the width, so then he disagrees with the previous interpretation, it's going to be Kashm Manavsha. If it's more than Talan Amis, so it's going to be Merubah. If it's less, so it's going to be a lechi. And what do you can say if it's exact? Exact. It's a subject to Rabban, and go look cool. And that ties, as Tais says, if you're going to say, what do you mean? Tebek laid the kamalama perkin. What do you mean? It should be sufficient what we say later on the perkin of Tazayin Mabez, the parts ka'im and mutter. What do you have to say that's a suffix? We say that when there's a breach that's exactly the same amount as the closed off area, it's permitted. So, not because subject to Brahim Lahakal, some of the it's parts ka'im. And that's it. Some what you could say is the Chachamim and the Libra of Rabbanu Bredi Beshua. He the Gemara is going under Rabbanu Bredi Beshua. This is like a man. The Gemara brings later on. The Tzav Mam Beis. He holds parts Kaim and Aser. That actually, when it's the same amount, it's going to be Aser. Therefore, has to come on to the concept of Sufik Devarim Lahak. Then Tzav says, when Tzav asks the second look, he says, wait a second. If I might have a Sufik Devarim, why is this considered a doubt of rabbinic law? Chachamim alone. But we have a rule. The Bidei Adam Efshel Tzamtzim. Although we say Efshel Tzamtzim, that's by things Bidei Shemayim, but things that are under human manipulation, those are things that we say that a person could be exact. And the proof is the Kamal Grandpapa. Because we rule a Grandpapa Dhamma that he said parts Kamal Mutter, that when you have the breach exactly like the closed over here, it's going to be permitted. Now, Vilo Yafshla Tamsim. And if we'd say you cannot be exacting, so therefore, even if we're going to measure the wall, I'm going to say it's exactly half and half, but maybe it's not exactly half and half because we can't be exact. Lechish Dilman Parz Maruba, then we have to be suspect that maybe the breach is bigger, and therefore why would it be permitted? So obviously we say that it's Efshla Tamsim, but the other. The Gemara there has a machlekes, that's a big example regarding slaughtering. You have to slaughter the majority of the pipes of the animal by the neck. Now, if you do only half, so that's the discussion if that's going to be valid or not. So, there's a machlekes, is that considered like raiv or not? Now, mashma, but it sounds like that you could be exacting, because if not, so how are you ever going to have this halacha of halfway to say that it's majority? Maybe it's not even halfway. So obviously it's efshel tzamtzim. Now, although the Hoda Amrinim Paragimel the Yevamis, although the Gemara says in Sfer Perek Yevamis Avchav Chesem and Aleph, Loisosim Lontanik Rabbi Yisak Gli Damel Avshat Samtzim, that we were not saying Stam like the Halacha of Rabbi Yisak Gli, who says that you could be Mitzamtzim, that's only regarding things that happen by heaven, but things that happen by the Adam, you do say Efshat Samtzim. Now, what bothers Taisus is Ubazirk. The Gemara in Gittin of Ayin Chesem and Aleph says Gavi Sabekar V'Lay Sabekar V'Lah by the get that a husband threw to a wife. So it has to be closer to her than to him. Let's say it's a doubt. We're not sure if it's closer to him or closer to her. The Gemara says, okay, but next day, Hamanai called him. Let's see who came first. If the woman came first, we'll presume it's closer to her. If he came first, we'll presume it's closer to him, and she's not going to be divorced. Now, and then the Gemara says, if you can say Kishabosh, name of us, as we get into Davav Menaf Achas, oh, maybe they came at the same time. But Vayev Shlatzamtzim, but you can't be exact. That's how the Gemara addresses that question, that maybe they came at the same time. Now, the Gemara over there is talking about a husband and a woman coming at the same time. Now, that's B'dei Adam. Those are people, whether they're precise, coming at the same time. And even so, we see the concept that the Gemara says, it's Yev Shlatzamtzim. Didn't I say that you say Efshel Tzamtzim B'dei Adam? And there's a text that actually now Hasan Namadir also, since it wasn't their intention to come at the same time. We're just wondering if it happened at the same time. That's considered like something that happens at the hands of fate of heaven, and that's why it would be the concept of Efshel Tzamtzim. Now, so what's the question? So since we just proved that B'dei Adam is Efshel Tzamtzim, so then we have the difficulty is. We have over here the lechem that sticks out into the wall of the Mavi. The Mavi is exactly 8 Amas, so why is Rav Ashi permitting? Because of a Sofik. What do you mean? Why don't you measure and see what exactly it is, if it's a lechi or not? In other words, if you say that even by the other, it's not, you cannot be mitzamtzim, so then it wouldn't be difficult. Even we would measure, still we can't be precise exactly in our measurements, and if we wouldn't know exactly if it's dalal amos or not. But since you're by the other, you can be mitzamtzim, you can measure, so then why don't you go ahead and measure it? That's a test. What you can say is you're right. But even though we say you could be precise by the other, but it obviously requires a lot of effort in measurement. So that's what we're saying. Therefore, since it's a doubt regarding rabbinic law, we did not require to go through the effort to go ahead and try to measure to be precise. So it sounds like from the wording of Rashi, the parish that he explains, most people cannot be precise. Therefore, it's a doubt if maybe it's exactly it's going to be forbidden. Or maybe it's not exact, and therefore it's going to be permitted. So it sounds like that, yes, we could be mitzamtzim, but it's a great tirchah, and therefore we did not require you to do that. That's one approach. Then Tosfos brings Rabbi Shmai Pirsh, he explains, the Muslim, what you could say is, the adam nami yevshel tzamtzim. Truth is, that even if it's by related to a human being, you cannot be precise. And therefore we say that it's a subject of rain, because you cannot measure precisely. What's with the riot that Tosfos brought about the parts called mutter? Just that we say that when the breach is exactly like that of the closed area, it's going to be permitted. What do you mean? How do you know it's exactly that? That we rely on our measurements. So that says Tosfos, that says Rabbi Shmaya, should navigate svek svek, because that's really like a double doubt. So therefore we'll be lenient. Why? Shema imim merubah, because first of all, maybe the closed off area is more. Vafilik kiloi nafish, and even if it's not more, v'shavik yadodu, and it's exact. So mutter is going to be permitted. Because you have two doubts to be mounted. You have maybe it's imim merubah, and maybe it's half and half. Maybe you're right, maybe it's not. But even if it's not, maybe it's actually more. And it's just, maybe it's less. But since you have a svek sveka, that's what's going to be permitted. It actually says, according to Bishamai, now it actually makes sense why we call it a suffix of rabbinic law, because according to this interpretation, it really is a doubt. Maybe it's exactly 4 amas. According to Rashi, it's a little bit difficult, the word suffix de vrein, because according to Rashi, it's not really a suffix. You could verify, it's just we didn't require you to go through the effort. But since there's Achkosh, however, what is difficult is my area suffix de vrein. But why are you saying specifically because it's a doubt regarding rabbinic law? Even if it was regarding biblical law, we would also be permitted. Why? Keeping that head to carbon is the way we're describing it, there's more variables to say it's permitted than that which is forbidden. Because maybe the lechi is more than da'at se'ev emiruba. Maybe it's equal, which would also make it good because of parts climate. And you're saying maybe it's less, that maybe it's going to be, either way, you're going to say you have more options to say that it's permitted. So that's the reason why we permit in the Gemara Chulin that by slaughtering when it's half and half, where we say that you have to do the majority of the siman. So the Gemara says over there, when you do half and half, it's going to be kosher too. Why? Who's to tell us it's exactly half? Obviously the reason is because there's two sekas to say it's mutter. Maybe you did exactly half and half, which is kosher. And maybe you did the majority, it's going to be kosher. So we see that even by Shechit Deraisa, we say this far. So why have to say specifically something different? And that's the type of Shema, what you can say is because the Hadash Shari Hachi, parts nafish here, the reason actually why it's going to be permitted, if you have more of the breached area than the closed off area, that we're permitting it, where then the lech is going to be less than Dalan Amis, Hayin Bechas Amis Mitzum Simis, but that's based on the whole context, it's only exactly 8 Amis. But the truth is that since you're old, you cannot be Mitzamsim, So it's not definitive that the Mabit itself that's starting the whole case was exactly 8 Amos. Because you have to be concerned, Shami Yashmat Yeser. Maybe it's a little bit more than 8 Amos. Ah, then Bafili parts and others. And even if the breach is more, you're not going to have, the Lech is not going to be valid, because Igadal Amos, the Lech is still going to have Dal Amos. So they were only going to allow it by a rabbinic doubt, not by Issa Deraisa, because actually, it's not true. You don't have, like we said, by the Issa Deraisa regarding most options as being had to, because actually here, not necessarily would it be permitted if it was more parts because it's lechik, it might not be a lechik then, because it might not be exactly 8 amps. And then Tayyip says, we're going to say the peg, because the Bukhari Zaman, the second peg, the Bukhari David Zaman, the Gemara tells us, Nimsa Bukhari Mishte Yayor, is if you find the dead person exactly between two different cities. So Rabbanan, you view Eglachas of Yisna. So according to Rabbanan, you bring one calf, and they make a stipulation where Rabbanan say it can't be Mitzamsim. So okay, you stipulate and say, if we're the one, then fine. If not, it's going to be them. Now, on that case, Bada, Bahashtam, and now the way we're saying from Reb Shmaya, Kolachas Tavi Eglatzma, every city should have to bring their own calf, because even though you hold Eif Shlatzam, but still, every single city might be that it's the city, so everyone should have to be in doubt. The Shemekrevi, first of all, maybe it's the closest city. But from Mitzumtzimus, it this really has that halach of the Tutzdadim to say that they're chayiv, just like we say Tutzdadim to be heter, he Tutzdadim to be chayiv. First of all, maybe the closest city. But from Mitzumtzimus, even if it's exact, that each one is exactly the same amount. But the Gemara says over the Hakrev of Filakrevis, if you're the closer one, even if there's many close ones, which you should have to bring your own. So why is it that you could stipulate? There's so much you could say. Now, either way you look at it, it's going to be enough with one calf. Because in Merchaki, if they're the further city, so they're exempt. The Kravi, and they close, they could fulfill the obligation with the stipulation. Because what are you going to say? Maybe it's exact. To say that there's two tzadim in Merchaki, like we're saying two tzadim in Mater, to say that then by biblical law we go based on that. But this second option of exact is not so common, and then we don't have to be suspect for that, and therefore there's only maybe Rachel or Karim, and therefore for that we would say it's enough to say that they can make a stipulation. So places to prove from this, the Gemara tells us later on that the Zayin Mabez, the Pratzkam is Mutter, that even though we hold that if something happens with the Shemaim, you cannot be Mitzamsim, but the other you can be Mitzamsim. Because if you cannot be Mitzamsim, so you have to be concerned that maybe it's not exactly part of its climate, and how is that going to be kosher? Based on that, Tayyip asked, if that's the case, so why are we permitting by Adam as Mitzumtzimus? Because Tavik Debrayim, what do you mean? You could measure it, and you can know if it's exactly or not. So on that, Tayyip answered that, yeah, even though it's possible, but it's a big tercha, and never did Chacham not require the tercha. But then Tayyip brought the interpretation of Rabbi Shemaya, says, actually, no, even with the Adam, you cannot be Mitzamsim. So why permit Papert's claimant? That's because it's like a svek of a heter, because maybe it's a meruba, and maybe it's exact, and therefore, because of that, that's why we would go ahead and permit.